Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with an update on the Capital Region and moving closer to reopening.
Yes, Dave, the Capital Region economy got one step closer to reopening Tuesday as COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped below the state benchmark. The eight-county region now has just one metric left out of seven established by Governor Andrew Cuomo as preconditions for reopening: number of hospital deaths. Cuomo earlier this week announced the rating system by which the state's 10 economic development regions would be able to reopen after the New York on pause order expires on Friday. The Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Tier regions have already met all seven criteria. Statewide, 1,225,113 people have tested for COVID-19 infections as of Tuesday morning. 338,485 of them have been confirmed positive, and 21,845 have died. In the Capital Region, two new deaths were reported Tuesday, both in Columbia County.
Now let's talk about high school, and specifically Ballston Spa. Many of these high schools, of course, would have graduations and proms, and for many of them, that won't happen.
Yes, Dave. While the pandemic has forced some schools to cancel proms, some have rescheduled for the fall. Ballston Spa High School has announced it will hold its senior prom on Saturday, August 1st, and graduation ceremony on Tuesday, August 4th. The decisions are pending state approval. According to Ballston Spa's website, the prom will be held at the Saratoga Springs City Center, and the attendees will receive masks to wear. It's not clear if students can bring their own. As for details on precautions the school plans to take in holding the prom, Stuart Williams, the school's community relations coordinator, said, "If we are allowed to have large gatherings by then, we would follow any safety protocols mandated by the state. It's too early to know a lot of details."
Finally, Jeff, a sad story about the passing of a well-known restaurateur in Schenectady.
John Papanikos, longtime owner of Newest Lunch, died last weekend in his home country of Greece. Newest Lunch, famous for its hot dogs and other breakfast and lunch foods, has been open on Albany Street since 1921. Family members describe Papanikos as a hardworking, spiritual man. "Despite his hardships, despite his respiratory problems, he would never dwell on that," said nephew Dennis Plakis. "He would say, 'How are the kids? How are you feeling? Stay close to God. Don't forget to pray.'" Papanikos was 65.
Jeff, thanks, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.